that when the Levi says Shtayim, he in effect offers the Sodeh that is Mishume to him. The Be'en, he offers the Be'en. He's made in the offer to him, so it's Pogua. So it's Pogua from the Karake. So the Melee, but it's not Pogua from the Mitalnili. So the money is Pogua from the Karake, not from the Mitalnili. So the Melee is considered Kirshim Takori. But the question is, that Aloha in the Rambam, the Daim Chassidus Aloha of Pei, he has reference to the case where besides the Taibes, there is also Shtatsu. All the Shtatsu. And even there, there is a Kirsh where the Rai said. But over there, it should also be considered Pohua from the Kakoreis. So we have to say one thing, and Chaim doesn't mention it, but we have to read it in. In other words, because the Chaim emphasizes the fact that by Shtar, by Nuva and Shtar, so there is a Knoa Shibun. There is a Knoa Shibun. So it's not the Nuva that is in Shabbat, but there is a Knoa Shibun. So Mimele, when is it Chayach to say that the Shtar affects ownership in the Karashe? If not for the Shtar, he wouldn't have any Shibudim in the Chosin. But by Ksuba, even if he doesn't write Ksuba, there is a Loche that the Rabbonon also wrote on Mishi Shoah Achas, assisted by Ksuba. So he's Mechuyah to execute the Shtar Ksuba. But suppose he doesn't, so he is an Avere. But the Shibud is on the Chosin anyway. So Mimele, what imposes the Shibut? What imposes the Shibut under the Chosim of the Baal? The indebtedness of the Baal. The indebtedness of the Baal. So he couldn't even serve, so the Shtar Ksuba couldn't even serve as a Shtar Kinyan HaShibut. It's like executing the Shtar Kinyan, it's like Reuven executing a Shtar Kinyan, and he saw that to Shimon, when Shimon has title to it already. Suppose Reuven already transferred his sodeh to Shimon, and the kinyan was made for Kesed, to one of the kinyan to which Karka is given. And after there was a change of title in the sodeh from Reuven to Shimon, Reuven decides to execute the Shtar Kinyan on the same sodeh. So it has no significance. He couldn't, because once Shimon acquired title to Reuven's sodeh, so Reuven cannot execute the Shtar Kinyan on the sodeh. So Mimele, even though in all stories, so the Shtar Milve serves as the Shtar Kinyan, so it's over there it's all, because the Chachamim said that the Milve Alpeh is not given the Chosin Shabbat. So the Milve is incapable of imposing the Shibut. But what is capable, how is the Shibut imposed? By executing the Shtar. So then, the Shibud is imposed on the Chosin, on the Kakoyis of the Levi, by executing through the Shtar. So the Shtar acts as the Shtar Kinyan. As the Shtar Kinyan. Masherim came by Ksuvet. Well, even without the Shtar Ksuvet. So the Isha has a Shibud under the Chosin of the Baal. So even when the Baal does execute the Shtar Ksuvet to the Isha, it can only serve the Shtaraye. It cannot serve the Shtar Kinyan. Because if he is makne the shibudim in his kakoyis to the ishef with the shtar, so he's makne, he's giving her a shibud that she has already. She has already that shibud by virtue of the taibes. So mele, in all shtar milveh, so the shtar milveh serves as a shtar kinyan. Masherinke, in ksube, even though a shtar ksube is executed, so the shtar ksube acts only as a shtar. As a shtaraye, but not as a shtakiye. So since it acts only as a shtaraye, so Mimele, even though there is a shtakiye, so it's like Tovei killing the kakoeis, and the Hegelay be mixas killing and mixas kakoeis. So Mimele, it's not kvira shibut kakoeis, Mashen can hear by shtar, so it is kvira shibut kakoeis. This is what Reb Chaim says. Alright, but you see, that Reb Chaim is based upon two anochas, which are controversial among the Sheikh. One anocha is that if we say Hilach is Chayev, if we say Hilach is Chayev, so even when it's Pogua Mamesh, is Chayev. And we see the Baal HaMoria doesn't agree with it. Because the Baal HaMoria says that the machlik is between whether we say Hilach Chayev. So Hilach Potter is on that question whether it's considered Pogua. So the one who says it a potter, so he says it is considered Torah. And the one who says it a chayev says that it's not considered Torah. But if it had been, considered Torah, so then everybody would agree that it's potter. So I mean, so what the chayev says is not in line with what the Bramuya says. But that's no stira, because the fact that so many Rishonim don't explain this Gemara about Dalet and Dalet like Bramuya. So it could be because they disagree with the Bramuya. And they hold that the Shaila whether Hilach is Chayev or Hilach is Potter is not whether Hilach is considered Torah or Hilach is not considered Torah. Hilach is considered Torah, but the Shaila is whether, even where it's made Torah, whether it's Chayev or Potter. Chayev or Potter. Alright, so that's one Anoche of Chayev. And the other Anoche is since the Chachomim said that Milva Alpeh is not giving Mechosim Shibodim, but Milva Bishtah is giving Mechosim Shibodim, Milva Bishtah is giving Mechosim Shibodim, so that means that the Milva cannot impose any Shibodim. So, and even when it's Milva Bishtah, so it's not the Milva that's imposing Shibodim. It's the Shtah affects the transfer of Shibodim in the karke, so that means there is a transfer of the karke, but it's not full ownership, it's a certain kind of ownership. It's exas kinyan. Alright, now, here Rashi said there were two girses. Hoi gassinu, shtore di komeide hilechu. Veloi gassinu, kivin di komeide beta. Di blabi dosei name, kol shtore hilechu. Veloche perushe. Umay di komeide beta, because bishtar hilechu. So in other words, there are two girses in the Gemara. One girse in the Gemara is Ushtor di Kamei de Hilach. Not Kivin di Kamei de Hilach. Because Rashi Shita is, and Rashi rejects the girse Kivin di Kamei de Hilach. Because according to the girse Kivin di Kamei de Hilach, so that implies that when is a Hilach Shtar, is only Hilach if there is a Doye. But if there is no Doye, then Shtar is not Hilach. And Rashi doesn't like it. Rashi holds, Shtar is Hilach. When there is a Goye or there is not a Goye, Shtar is always here. So that means that there is a Machlekes, Rishayim. Those Rishayim who accept the Girse, Kim the Komeide Bey, Hilachu, that means that Shtar would be considered Hilach only in the case where there is a Goye. But suppose there is no Goye, it's Hadras Hedim, and Hadras Hedim according to Rafriya Kamayse, and we pass like Rafriya Kamayse, so the Dvar Seidim is also Mechayvish way, then it would be here. Reb Chaim says in the same piece, he says that the Rambam's Girse is Kivin di Kamei de Hilach. Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchas Tei Melitin Halocha Dalet says as follows: Ein Meide B'Miktzas Chayev Shvue Ad Sheyede B'Dovor She'Efshar Lo Yichter Be. Keitzad Mi She'Tom Chaverei V'Yomar Mi Yodim Rim Yesh Li Eslecho Chamishim She'Bishtar Zeh V'Chamishim B'Mishtar Ein Lo B'Yodi El Chamishim She'Bishtar. In other words, if Chumin says to Shimon, you owe me $100, $50 because of the shtar. And another 50 without the shtar. So altogether you owe me a total of $100. So then the lady says, I owe you only 50 that is mentioned in the shtar. And we'll be able to have mission to the shtar. So we should say he should swear, because then he didn't meet us. He claims, Ruben claims from Shimon 100 zoos, and he's made a 50 zoos. So the Rambam says, no, there is no shvuah. Ein ze made a mitzvah. Shashtar l'teil bei kvirose, v'arikol mechosof mishibodim bei, v'afilu kocho bei, ho yechayev l'shalem, v'fichoch nishba heses al hamish. V'fichoch nishba heses al hamish. Nishba heses al hamish. So he says, so now there is no shvuah right. Why? Because he's made the Bimash in Yochel Ichter. So with Rug, I mean, the Pshat in the Rambam, is in other words, that this has nothing to do with Hilach. this has nothing to do with Eilech. It's another halacha. In other words, in order to be Chayav Shvui in Mitzad Meidah Miktzah, so he has to be made in something. So let's say, so if there's something that the Levi is made in, he could have denied, but he is made in, but he could have denied. So mainly he's considered made in. But if there's something the Levi is made in, if there's something the Levi is made in, so he couldn't have denied, so mainly he's not considered made in. He's not considered made in. Now, and that would be very mistaken, I mean, without any logic. The only thing is,
the Gemara here says, time of a shortage, first time for there, by start the committee day, Hilichu, Ushmamino, Hilich Potter. So the Gemara says, a little of Stein Potter, Hilichai, the Shanoch and the Commissary Stop. So the question is, why does the Gemara have to say, Shanoch and the Commissary Stop? Why the Gemara could answer very simply, a little of Stein Potter, Hilichai. But then you ask, so why Stein Potter? In the case where the Malve says Chomej and the Levi says Stein, if Hilich is Chayev, so why the Levi Potter of Yeshua? Because the Yidoye by the Levi, how much is he made it? Two. Could he have denied it? Because the Shtar says Sloyim, so the minimum of Sloyim is two. It couldn't be one. So maybe he couldn't even deny it. So he's made it in something that couldn't be kept there. So he's not even in Mikzas. So why does the Gemara have to say, the Gemara gives the Rutsim, Shanoch and Kumsai Lishtore, Nami Mishim Dahavari, Shtar Shibut Kakoyis. The Gemara could have said, no, Elohim, I'm Shtar in Poter, Velechayet, Mishanoch, the Komedarei, Bidobo, Shin Yochel, Yichpeh. What is he made? The Malva demands five Sloy. How much is he made? Two Sloy. Could he have denied? These two Sloy. The Shtar says Sloy. I mean, that's the minimum is two. So he's made a Midorah Shen Yochel Yichveh. So that's not the Doi. So why does the Gemara give that parents? So from this Gemara it appears that there is no such Halacha, even though Mitzad Asmore we could have conceived it very well. I mean, this Halacha, that made a Midorah Shen Yochel Yichveh is not considered made. Made means he could deny it, but he is made. So he has a Midorah made. But if he couldn't deny it, there is a Shtar that testifies that the Ma'on B'chol HaPochet, so the name is not made there. I mean, it's something that is very reasonable. But from this Gemara, it's mashma that there is no such Allah. There is no such Allah. Oh, so the question is, so how did the Rambam get this Allah? So the Chaim says that the Rambam really means that when the Rambam says, Eino B'yodi, Eimein Mitzis Ha'eshu, Ha'chein B'dor She'ef Shalom Lichtadei, Ketat Mishetor Chavere, כלומר, מי יודעים אם יש לי אסלך, חמישים שבשטר זה וחמישים ללא שטר, אין לו ביודי, אבל חמישים שבשטר, אין זה מידי במקצס, שהשטר לטויו בפירוסי, והרי כל מחוסות משבודם בי. Why did the Rambam have to emphasize? If according to Rambam, there is a new halacha, that מידי בדובו שני יוכל לכפור is not מידי, that could be understood, it's very reasonable, I mean. But if the Rambam had assumed that there is such a loche, why does the Rambam have to say in the middle of Mitzah shashtar l'teyo b'kvirosei v'arikol m'chosu m'shibodimei v'afil kofu b'yechal shalom? Why is it matter? The Rambam is such a mikatzar in his loshe. Why does he talk so much? He should say in the middle of Mitzah shashtar l'teyo b'kvirosei, period, that's all. Why does he say v'arikol m'chosu m'shibodimei v'afil kofu b'yechal shalom? So the answer is the Rambam doesn't mean just the new loche that made the dovo shen yochel mikveh is not made. No, Meide, as it appears from this Gemara, that Meide, Bidova Sheni Yochel Nichpeh is also Meide. Because if Meide Bidova Sheni Yochel Nichpeh is any Meide, so then the Gemara couldn't even ask. So the Gemara couldn't even prove that Hilich is Potter because Stein is Potter. Stein is Potter because it's Meide Bidova Sheni Yochel Nichpeh doesn't mean that Hilich is Potter. And why does Gemara have to mention the Utsi in Silent Story? So there is no such a word. So Meide is Meide. Even if it's Meide something that he couldn't deny, he's also made. Also made. But when the Rambam says, Meir Dov Shei Yochel Yichpeh, he means the Aloha of Erech. He means the Aloha of Erech. That's why the Rambam says, that's the Rambam says, Eim Ob Yodel HaMishim Shebishtah, Eim Zemirim Nisa, Shashtar Lutayu Bekvirosei,
Nada deles, nada deles em special aloche, meide bidoche in joche lichte in micha meide. Nada, there is no such aloche. So meide bidoche in joche lichte in is also micha meide. But, in this case, since he couldn't be kept, because there is a shtab, so meide, that means that to the extent of shtayi, to the chosim am yishumen. So it's already pogua. So it's already pogua without the law. Even though, in other words, because without an offer, because the Rambam doesn't have reference to the case where he says, and he puts down on the table Hamishim Dinah. Then it's Erich because he puts down on the table. No, so the Rambam is reference to the case where he says, where the Rebbe says, Ein lo b'yodol chamishim shebishtar, and he doesn't put it down on the table. But since there is a shtar, so that means, and the shtar is mishabed, according, the shtar is, gives the malver ownership in the karak to the extent of chamishim zuz. Shibud ownership. It's exaskia in the karak. Shibud ownership. And he offers it, and he says, that something that is over there, that is mishabed to you. It's yours. You have an ownership of shibudim in it. So in Mele, it's considered Helech. So Helech is Potter. So Helech is Potter. That's why the Rambam is Marech in the Rosh. In the Mele Mixa, Shashtar will tell you the Kirose, Vare Kom Nechosok Mishibodi, Vare Kofa Be, Po Yechai Rishal. Chai Shal. I mean, this is how Rav Chaim explains, the Rambam. The Rambam means Helech. I would say, that when the Gemara gives the Teretz, in other words, on the contrary, that the Rambam really means that there is such a halacha, that maybe the Doroshim Yochel Nichpeir means a Nichomeir. Maybe means, I made mean something that I could not have been made. But if I made mean something that is both, that I couldn't even deny, so that's not it all. That's not it all.